big cities in Ohio have a nine. Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay. And the horse racing city of Kentucky.
I don't know that, like, I know my own name.
Here's a nail.
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And a few foreign countries. If you were in Paris, you would be in
France.
And if you were in Moscow, you'd be in
Russia.
And if you were in Dublin, you'd be in
Ireland.
So, you know, this expression, if you were asked to go somewhere without your husband, you might say, well, no, I won't go. He goes.
I won't go unless he goes.
Or if you're asked why you like a person, and you like him for the reason he's a very funny person, you might say, well, I like so-and-so. He's funny. If you were explaining.
Uh-huh.
That blind kind of, I like so-and-so.
Because he's funny.
And when somebody, you know, becomes a member of a church, you say that they did what?
They converted.
Okay, any other way of putting it?
No. Well, now the other ones, we are joined,
yeah,
but we convert.
Okay. And when you're in church, you pray to?
God.
Or if, you would listen to the preacher preaches
sermon.
Okay. Or you might go to listen to the pretty
music.
Or in describing that music, you might say that music sure is
soothing.
Or if you were describing an attractive sunset, you might say that certainly is a
pretty sunset.
Or something else.
Beautiful.
Okay. What about the being or thing that's supposedly the enemy and the opposite of God, that's the
devil.
Any other terms?
Yeah, like Satan.
So, and these things that people sometimes claim that they see around graveyards, they're afraid of.
Ghost.
Yeah. Ever heard those called anything?
Spooks.
And if they get in somebody's house, they say the house is
haunted.
Or, if somebody asks you to do something and you're not particularly crazy about doing it, you might say, well, I'll do that if you insist, but I
don't. I don't want to. I just don't feel like it.
Or I
refuse to do it.
Or if a man owns, say, 1,000 acres of land, talking about the quantity of land there, you might say, that sure is a
lot of land.
Heard people around here say, well, my service, he's just got a right smart land.
Parcel?
A right smart.
Mm-hmm. Parcel of land.
Or, if you did something silly, if you got peeved with yourself for doing, say, if you just at Thanksgiving filled up your plate with all this good food and you walked over and spilled it all over creation.
Clumsy.
What might you say? Have you ever said anything to yourself when you do something like that?
What a fool, y'all.
Or if somebody has said something about you that gets back to you that you don't particularly appreciate, what might you say upon hearing that?
Well, that aggravates me.
Have you ever heard people say something like, well, the idea?
Uh-huh. The idea that they said that about me.
Say, if you met somebody that you knew on the street one day, what might you say to them in the way of greeting?
Well, the one that she's running is, hey, how are you?
Would you say something like that to somebody you didn't know?
Yes.
Okay. Or